Okay, I want to welcome you all again to the Caria Princess Hotel and to our seventh annual salon of the Property and Freedom Society. I'm very happy to see many old faces again. Some people, old friends who used to come regularly, couldn't come this time because of personal or family health reasons, but they all assured me how much they regretted not to be able to come and promised to come again next year. I want to mention in particular Richard Lin, who used to come every year and loved to be here with his wife. He sent me a note that he is afflicted by a disease that lets him lose his control over some muscles, cannot control his eyelids and his speech sometimes, and in a typical British way, he said, it also makes me sometimes stop breathing, which is not so good. So I hope Richard Lin will recover from his problems and he will join us next year again as well. And I'm also very happy to see how many new faces have appeared this time, and I hope that this continues in the future as well. For those who are new, let me briefly say a few things again about what the purpose is of this meeting. As the name indicates, we are dedicated to property, or more precisely, private property and freedom, and the recognition of private property as a foundation of freedom. This salon is a zone of politically incorrectness, or alternatively, it is a political correctness-free zone. We are dedicated to uncompromising intellectual radicalism. We want to have fun. We want to enjoy our company together, and we want to enlighten each other. And this salon is supposed to be an island of sanity in a world that has gone mad. Now, a few words about housekeeping issues. We make a list available for the arrangement of your departures. So please let the hotel know when your departure dates are and times are so that we can plan the logistics accordingly to bring you back to the airport. Please also indicate who wants to participate in the boat trip on Monday. Write your name down and how many participants there will be for the boat trips. We have to arrange for sufficient numbers of boats to be available for this. And those who want to go either on Monday or on Tuesday to Ephesus, you should also indicate that because we have to make arrangements for that purpose as well. I should also thank Michael Griffiths, who came from the United States with his fancy video equipment. So now we will all appear in Hollywood quality after the previous years where the video recordings were not up to the highest standards, but now we will be able to compete with George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie. Last brief introduction of this morning's speakers. The first one will be Andy Duncan, who is a financial trainer, has a website, The God That Failed. he will speak on a literary topic, and then the rest of the speeches this day will be historical speeches. The second speaker in the morning will be Professor Norman Stone, formerly of Oxford and now of Bilkent University in Ankara. And then we have Han Tuli, professor of history at Austin College in Texas. And we have, during the lunch break, the two informal sessions, so I should introduce those two speakers there too. There's first Sean Ring from Singapore, who will give a brief talk about the experience of an expatriate. And we have Oliver Janich, who is the founder of the German Party of Reason. I don't know if any party that is dedicated to reason will amount to much, but he is trying very hard. With this, I give the floor to Andy Duncan. I will introduce the speakers of the afternoon when it is time. Thank you.